Hallelujah. Good morning, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And thank you for your great love and compassion towards mankind, because mankind is your idea and the world is your idea. Everything is your idea. Everything that works and everything that is beautiful is your idea. So we thank you. We draw close this morning again to be inspired, to be lifted up. Your word says that our days were ordained for us. And so day by day, we can draw near and experience your goodness and your favor, the wonderful love that you have for us. In Jesus' name, amen.
We are reading Luke 7, verse 1 to 6. When Jesus had finished saying all this to the people who were listening, he entered Capernaum. There, a centurion's servant, whom his master valued highly, was sick and about to die. The centurion heard of Jesus and sent some elders of the Jews to him, asking him to come and heal his servant. When they came to Jesus, they pleaded earnestly with him, "This man deserves to have you do this, because he loves our nation and has built our synagogue." So Jesus went with him.
Hallelujah. You know, this morning I just want to point out something. You know, the TPT says it so nicely. It says Jesus shared revelation. So he shared what he saw and heard. And we know he was looking to his God, trusting in his God. And it says in Psalm, he was cast upon his God from the womb. So it was all about his relationship and all about what he was seeing and hearing is what he's declaring. And here we can just see, you know, in this passage, he cared for what people had to say, and he witnessed in his own spirit it was true that this centurion cares for his people, because this is not his own cares. This is cares for a servant that he has that is highly valued. And the people respond and say, and that this guy, he loves the Jewish nation and he built a synagogue for them. So you got this in this passage here, you see. Now, Jesus never ever says to any of these guys, "Oh, that's all dirty works. Their good works is like filthy rags." You know, we throw around that type of concept where scriptures like this open up that God sees everything and he rewards good. So when people are not doing evil and they're doing good, God is seeing them. And God will move on their behalf. Or you've got the same picture in Acts 10 and 11, where, yeah, there's also a centurion from the Italian regiment. And it says, he and all his family were devout and God-fearing, and he gave generously to those in need and prayed to God regularly. And there God as well, what God done with that person while he was praying, God gave him a vision. You need to send someone to go let Peter come and minister to you, and then him and his whole household were saved. So what I'm saying, guys, is God sees everything, and even though your good works may be like filthy rags, even filthy rags is used. Here at our premises just lately, we've been working on the car, and then we went made rags filthy, and then we still use those rags with a certain type of work. So what I'm basically saying, guys, God sees the heart. And when people start turning away from evil and they want to do good, he meets him. Martin Luther is an example of that. He done some ridiculous stuff, but God saw him. And then, boom, God came and touched him and gave him revelation. So, guys, cease from your own works and get to God, surrender, be born again. And then draw close to him. Why? Because he's predestined you for good works before the foundation of the earth in Christ Jesus. And then as you draw close in that day, that which he has got in store for you for the day, he writes it on your heart and on your mind. So you see from what you think is right now, and you are coming boldly to the throne of grace, as we're doing this morning and we do every morning, to find grace and mercy for the time of need. So see, when you see people that is wanting to do good, don't knock them. Throw, "Hey, it's like filthy rags, guys." Tell them God sees you and God has got better things in store for you. So submit to God, draw close to Him daily, and that's taking up your cross, taking up the will of God for your life, and be the fragrance, because you were made to know your heavenly family and walk with your heavenly family. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.